up there.
On a farm?
On a farm, I told you, honey, I never lived there.
I'm sure you've heard certain expressions, you know.
Maybe it would be the hay house or what?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about the big place where they keep the cattle, maybe?
I don't know, the cattle. Cattle pen?
Uh-huh.
I guess you'd call it a cattle pen.
What else would you, what else have you heard of? What different animals, you know, have you heard people speak of as being related to a farm?
Well, precious, I've never heard anybody speak of it. No, I just wouldn't know anything about that. Mm-mm. Anybody's cattle pen, or I don't know. I know my first husband's father, he was a cattle puncher.
Mm-hmm.
He used to, they used to, in later years, go punch the cattle, and they'd carry them in a cattle car, and the cattle would all stand up, have to be standing up. If one of them would lay down on the floor of the car, you see, the other cattle would cramp on them and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's the reason they had these cattle punches.
Mm-hmm.
And my first husband's father, he used to take cattle to Kansas City. But he'd have a puncher, something to keep them mm-hmm. standing on their feet. Called them cattle punches.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know a thing about that. He just told me about mm-hmm. it.
What about the animals that you'd ride?
The what, honey?
Animals that you saddle up and ride.
Horses, I don't know.
Where would they be kept?
Now that just depends on who you are and whether you got a place to keep them. Now my father loved horses.
Mm-hmm.
And when he'd come in from work, I was, about 2 years old, he'd put me on top of the horse and ride me all around the yard.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd be right at my side holding us on the horse.
Did you have a shelter for the horse?
No, that horse just stood up out there in the yard, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a little girl, about 9 years old. Oh, listen, I'm about 2 years old. I didn't know.
Do you ever see a picture of a big building? It's, a lot of times they're painted red. Big buildings that they have on a farm. The upper part of it, maybe they keep hay in.
Might be a hay house, but darling, I've never been on a farm like I kept. This is the biggest farm I've ever been on, right out here. Because I lived, born and raised, just 2 blocks from Mesquite and Chaparral Street,
mm-hmm.
from Water Street. All this stuff out here is nothing but brush.
Have you ever heard of a barn?
Barn.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, but they call them a hay barn. Uh-huh. Yes, I have heard of that, but I've never seen one, I don't think. I've never seen one.
Some of these things that I ask you about them, just let me know if you've heard any expressions or anything. What about the upper part of the barn where you can store the hay? Have you ever heard a name for that?
Upper part of the barn?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a loft or barn chamber?
Yes, that word you used then, I've heard of a loft.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that. I've heard it spoken of, but I don't know anything about them. No.
What about them? A long time ago, they'd cut the hay off the land, and they'd let it dry, then they'd rake it up in little piles. Have you ever heard a name for those little piles they'd rake up?
Mm-mm.
What about?
No, I couldn't tell you. I've never heard of it. But I've It would be straw, I guess. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. What about if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year? You'd call that the...
Mm-hmm. Grass, would you?
Okay. And you could leave... If you had too much hay to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
In a pile?